October 27th, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the audit meeting for October 27th, 2020. And clerk has already taken attendance, I believe. Awesome. So we'll go through the bills. I don't have any questions on, but we do have some housekeeping we have to address. Do you have some transfers for me? Do we have all the signatures? Or are we still working on that?
They're all done.
Excellent. Kudos to the board. So the first resolution I'll need is to transfer $1,000 to account A2089-8, which is recreation donations. And where do you want those to go?
So this is we're going to be increasing the revenues. We received a donation.
Okay.
And also increase the expenditures to go along with that for the purchase of the disc golf equipment that was discussed during the budget workshop.
So do you want to do both the transfers to that account? That we're looking to do?
Right. So this increases the revenues to this account and the expenditures.
All right. So following with that theme, the resolution would also include transferring that $1,000 to account A7140.2, which is the playgrounds and recreation equipment account. And this is to recognize a donation from the steward shops, the Town Hall Recreation Department, and this will be used for the purchase of disc golf equipment.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Got it.
And the next resolution would be to increase appropriations by $11,000 to account TS8160.4, which is the transfer station contractual expenses. And this increase in appropriations is for operating fees at the transfer station. And this increase also includes transportation of waste from the facility.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then that's it for transfers, right?
Correct.
And then the final item I have for the audit meeting, we had an emergency repair that had to be conducted on truck number 4 at the highway department. If you recall, this is a 2010 International 4300, which was towed after it broke down on the public highway back in September 28th. Required EGR and computer system repairs that were estimated to be $5,012.87, less a possible core charge, refund of $330. The board verbally approved that work to occur, but we need to memorialize it for the record. And there's currently a balance in the equipment account, which is DB5130.405, of $16,800. So I'd entertain a motion to move that.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, so we've taken care of the housekeeping. We've got all the signatures. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And need a motion to close the audit meeting.
Very good.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, so we shall. Okay, we'll get started this evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 27, 2020 regular Borough Town Board meeting. And ask the clerk for a roll call.
Councilmember Hogan.
Here.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And if everyone will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. We'll start with approval of minutes. We have the minutes for September 29th, which was the audit meeting for September. We also have a regular town board meeting from that same day. We have October 6th budget workshop. And finally, we have October 13th, which was a regular town board meeting. We can take them all together or separately, but this time, does anybody have any corrections or comments on them?
No.
No. If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt them all at the same time.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item two on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. And as everyone knows, statutorily, we have to schedule our public hearing no later than November 5th. Due to the public notifications that are required, it has to take place on that day to have enough time for the notification process. So the only thing I need to know is what works best for everyone. We could do 5:30. We could do it later. But, you know, I can be here at any time. On November 5th.
I have no problem from what I see.
I may need to join, hopefully, I'll be in North Carolina.
Okay.
That's fine. It works for me at whatever time.
Any time is fine. I would say after 5:30. 5:34 after.
Okay. 5:30. 5:30. John, 5:30.
We're down.
All right. We'll. So we need a motion to set that on. Yeah, so I entertain a motion to establish a public hearing for 5:30 p.m. on November 5th, 2020.
So
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And that is for our budget.
That's for the public hearing on the budget, and then we will be required by law to adopt it by November 20th. So we'll get towards the end of that process.
Good.
And we had the roll call. Who was in favor? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And does anybody else need any future meetings or workshops at this time?
Not for the world.
All right. So briefly, moving on to agenda item number three, which I have listed in the desk. Customarily, the COVID-19 update as of today. Starting at the New York State level, Governor added California to the New York COVID-19 travel advisory. He has not removed any areas. He's also indicated that non-essential interstate travel to and from Massachusetts will be discouraged. The positive testing rate in all the focus zone areas where we've seen hot spots in the state currently is 3.65%. The New York State positivity rate outside of all these focus areas is at 1.53%. So the statewide positivity rate currently, as of today, is 1.78%. And yesterday, there were 15 COVID deaths in New York State. Here a little closer to home, in Saratoga County, today there's been 1,317 cases. The death number is at 19. The number of current active cases is 112. Number of total recovered year to date, or to date since the pandemic is 1,186. Number of currently hospitalized residents in the county stands at 7, and the 7-day rolling average positivity rate for Saratoga County is 1.04%. So here in our community, in the town of Monroe, today we've had 57 confirmed cases. One has resulted in death. There's currently one active case, and so 55 have recovered. And then in the village of South Plains Falls, the number of confirmed cases to date is 21. They've had zero deaths. There's currently one active case, and 20 have recovered. So those are the numbers as indicated at this juncture in time. Any questions on that? If not, I just want to make the public aware that I have extended the state of emergency declaration, which I did on October 14th. That'll be for another 30 days. Again, the primary reason for that is there should be federal or state dollars available to assist with anything that we have to do COVID-related. The fact that we have an emergency declaration in place will make us eligible for some of that funding. Item 4 on the agenda this evening is elected official salaries. Statutorily, we have to adopt them prior to adoption of the budget. They are, as we discussed, as we crafted the budget, it's a 2% increase across the board, which is what all our employees receive. So for 2021 budget year, the salaries are as follows. For supervisor, it's $49,271. For each council member, it's $12,607. For each town justice, it's $29,161. The town clerk salary is $47,076. And the highway superintendent is set at $60,837. If somebody would like to move that, we can open it up for discussion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, then all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously, and those shall be the elected official salaries for 2021 fiscal year. Next item on the agenda I have listed is the Highway Department. We have a few items to go through. The first one is, as we're crafting the budget, we had money in this year's budget for 2020 to do some necessary repairs on the town road, actually a culvert on Peter Road in the Ag District. And my recommendation is that we open a purchase order on that so that we don't have to account for the next year's budget. And in order to do that, we would need a resolution. We do have information from the manufacturer, which is Contact Engineering Solutions, that will be constructing the culvert, and they'll be charging a state contract pricing on that. So I would entertain a motion that specifies that the whereas the 2020 adopted budget included funding for the reconstruction of the Theodore Road culvert, contained in account DB 5112.431, so it be resolved that the town board approve the Theodore Road culvert project in the amount of $334,560 from Contact Engineered Solutions at state contract pricing.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on highway, we have a request from the highway superintendent to open a purchase order for the purchase of rock salt for 2020. This would be from on Saratoga County contract pricing. Contract number is 20-PWS-2. 10R, and the price is $50.92 per ton. The vendor would be Morton Salt, Palatine, Illinois. He's requesting the highway superintendent's requesting a PO be open the amount that remains in the 2020 budget, which has a current balance of $46,443.04 as of October 2nd. That's contained in account DB5142.490. My recommendation is that we do an initial PO of $20,000 just so we can do a good job of tracking the expenditures as we move forward. That should be enough money to cover these farms between now and the next town board meeting. So if that number needs to be modified, we can do it then.
Any questions? And can we do that again before the end of the year?
Yes.
Even if we've got past the cycle?
Yes. Okay. I mean, we can do that right through December 31st because it draws out of the 2020 budget.
Okay.
Makes
sense.
Yes. I'm just thinking, does he have room here to store salt?
My understanding, I think he said he can store volume for up to 3 storms. So, to answer your question, no, he can't store all that salt there. However, he calls it as needed.
Okay.
So if somebody would like to make that motion, that we open a PO with that vendor in an amount for $20,000, that would be great. So,
second.
Any discussion? Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Seemed absurd to me. They couldn't use a little discretion? Question mark. would completely understand paying a fee if I had a tandem commercial dump trailer 6 foot by 12 foot or larger. May I have approval to bring my leaves to the transfer station like every other resident?
Is the document we're looking at a proposed new document?
I believe there
is a change to it.
Yeah, so.
But it was a change. It was changed 2 months ago, and it was the composting leaves and grass clippings was included in with the brush, and apparently it should not have that.
So what we're looking at, just for clarity, this is a proposed new version as the clarification, because this is pretty clear.
Yeah. So yes. So back in April 28th of this year, the verbiage was, we looked at the schedule two-thirds of the way down. Said furniture, mattress, and rugs that are soaking wet will be charged double. And underneath that, said composting leaves and grass clippings, no charge for town residents. And somewhere in the change over to the new schedule sheet, it said most recently, brush, composting leaves and grass clippings, fallen limbs from storm damage, maximum size 4 foot in length, 4 inches in diameter, will be accepted for rural residents only. Passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and small utilities not exceeding 6 foot by 12 foot, no charge. So his trailer was smaller, but it had a dumping mechanism in it, so our staff interpreted the sheet to mean that they would be charged for it.
Right.
That's the discussion we had as a board, and I knew this was going to come up because I knew this small dump trailer was out there. I actually was dropping a bunch of metal off when this guy came through. Uh-oh. And I drove out thinking, oh no, that's a really small dump trailer. And he's going to, if he only had leaves in it, he's going to get hit with a charge. And I was going to, and here it is. And here we are.
So for clarification, you know, this is basically composting material. It doesn't require the town to expend additional funds to grind it, chip it. It gets put into our compost area, which eventually, you know, adds value to our residents. I'm okay that we don't charge for leaves for town residents. You know, obviously, I don't think we should be accepting it from commercial haulers, but if you're a resident in your yard, you know, the village comes down there with the big dump trucks because they're taking them from village residents on the street. It's really no different than our residents doing their own yard. That's my question.
This document is proposed.
So this document is a proposal to clarify. So it's for discussion.
I think the verbiage as it's presented here makes it clear. I also agree that I don't think our residents should pay for dumping the leaves.
Right. No, I don't think the issue is the leaf part. I think we had quite a discussion on the fact that it was a dump trailer here on the board. I think we all agree that we can find. And quite frankly, this is, when I did see that guy's trailer, I realized that's one of the smallest dump trailers I've ever seen. And I knew it was going to come back to us at some point in time, that discussion about dump trailers.
Well, I think our intent was kind of focusing on, I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No,
it was on the brush.
Yeah, it was focusing around the brush. That's right.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. The way this reads now is that the dump trailer is going to charge $30 if they bring brush and limbs and stuff in.
Yeah.
Where if the dump trailer brings in the leaves and clippings, there's no charge.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'd be fine with it. They just need to know it at the transfer station. If you can make it clear to them, I'm fine with it.
This document seems to clarify the confusion. All right, okay. So I'm supportive of this document. Cool.
So what?
I would concur.
So what?
I'm sorry, but maybe I'm just not understanding this, but the one on your website?
The bit that somebody already did.
Oh. Okay, one of your website.
I didn't. I mean, look at the revision.
The 26th.
Just for that.
Right.
Yes, because that was done with this certain one. Yeah.
That's the one on your website.
Yeah, but that's the one that's before the board members now. I'm probably a little premature. But
that's where I was just
going to see. So if everybody is okay with that, I would recommend that the data. Alright, so I recommend that the town board by resolution adopt the transfer station fee schedule as drafted for October 26th, 2020, and I'll give the clerk a copy if you need that.
Have it.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
None more.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And that will make one of our residents very happy.
Yeah. Hey guys, just to finish up here, that makes complete sense to me. I think we're all in agreement.
Discussion is over.
But I can see how even reading this at times, though, we've got things in boldface. No charge. And we got brush and boldface, and then we got no charge in all caps.
If somebody
knows the way to clean that up, but it just seems like one of our.
So the verbiage is okay. I'm okay also with anybody who wants to massage it to be uniform and it's presentation.
Yes, I'll do it.
So there's clarity to it if it's on one page.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Because this is just too much disastrous. There's that. I mean, what am I
going to
do? Yeah, it's over. I don't know what I was saying, so
we're all about simplicity.
I'll have Lisa send you her Word document.
Because I got this time, but I'll do it. Because I want to look good. Thank you.
The other item is Ted is looking to hire an additional part-time employee for transfer station because we have an individual who has indicated that she would no longer want to work there, but she's been helping us covering lunches and things like that. But now she doesn't want to do that anymore. So I would encourage board members to take a look at the application that we have. I just got another one today. I guess Ted has already been working on it. I will be interviewing that individual tomorrow at 2 p.m. The board members that want to meet with them after that. I can see if he can stick around probably a few, but he should probably take action at the next board meeting on them, which will be second November.
12th, right? November? 3rd, 10th.
Alright. So hopefully we can move on. The personnel committee wants to go through that list, or any board member that matter, you get names to the personnel committee.
I believe this is the only application we have, but I have to hire it.
Oh, okay. Then.
Can I just try to plan out over?
Perfect, sounds good. Item number 8.
I have it. Recreation.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I was so eager to jump into a sales tax conversation.
Not yet.
I jumped over. Item 7 is Recreation Department. First of all, I have some good news to report. I had applied for, on behalf of the town, for the maximum amount of another grant from Saratoga County. County Board of Supervisors last week approved the applications. They actually, because there wasn't enough money there, they had scaled them back to 3/4 of the ask, but the full board passed a resolution that said the extra money would come from the open space fund that the county has. And so all the towns that apply are going to get the maximum. It's a $10,000 grant, just like the one we received last year, $10,000. It's a matching grant, so the town will have to match with in-kind services So this grant that I applied for is to be utilized for the multi-use trail that we planned, budgeted for last year and this year again, 2021 again, starting up on Nolan Road, which will begin to meander its way up towards the closed landfill. I've been talking with OCs, and they will actually get started here in the next week or so. I think they'll get a lot done down there because students get pulled back at Thanksgiving, and they're still working for us over at the record. They've done an incredible, I don't think they've been down there yet, the past week or so. They've done a phenomenal job. The Post started a nice story today on that, where they've got 72 students that are cycling in and out there during the day. And as I said, we can't thank them enough for them partnering with the town and the road, because we couldn't get this project where we have at this point in time. So kudos to the BOCES. Good news from Saratoga County, and we're happy to spend any additional funding that they want to send our way.
Keep it going.
Next item I have under Recreation Department is if you recall, the town's been working with the Palmerton Range Trail Project, which includes constructing a trail between, essentially, from linking Saratoga Springs all the way up through Moreau State Park and eventually through the Palmerton Range. Town of Moreau is playing a major role in partnering with them to provide access to some of our property. They've recently received $500,000 grant for design of that trail system. And Robert Vindale, I put him on as a council liaison, and he's done a great job keeping me informed and representing the town and our interests there. And so I received had a conversation with him yesterday as they begin to move forward with that. And it was brought to his attention that the townhome parcel at the gate at the end of Potter Road, which the highway department currently uses, would be a key parcel that this project would like to have access to. And what that would mean is, they would come in and design the trails to include use of that parcel that the town owns, and without it, there would not be a public access way to the former, to the Brookfield parcel down on the river. We know that they're trying to open up access to the Hudson River, and that would be an ideal way for our residents and those coming from outside the area that want to take advantage of our recreational trails to get down toward the Horseshoe Dam, etc. So what he would like is to be able to tell this group that the town board would support using that property as part of the recreation project. And I can talk with Paul about what we need to do to use other town property for some of the dumping that he does. Stumps and things like that.
Storage.
Raw materials.
Yeah, raw materials. Yeah. No, I agree. And I've actually got a couple of boys who like to look into it, and they'd like to access the river that way. And I think it did it then, but the concern is that you got a gate right there.
Right.
But that, the other thought that I had, and I don't know where it's going to lie, but security issue for, isn't that where the Central County draws their water from down the end of this area?
Yeah, their intake is in that part of the river down there. But there's already a portage if you go off of, what's the development? Mountain you go into that development, there's a dedicated right-of-way of portage to get down to the river.
Okay.
So the public's already going down from that development. But this would just be part of a greater trails network. I think it's a win-win all the way around. I had the opportunity to walk with representatives from the Open Space Institute and the DEC about the property that was, I think it was like 800 acres, that includes a lot of property down by the river off of Butler Road. And they very much want the town to be a partner in working with the state and the Open Space Institute to eventually have, there's opportunity for miles of trails in there. And this would tie in nicely with that. So, I think anything that gets us access to that river, gets us access to the Bonner Town Range, gets us access to other communities from the town row, makes a town a draw. So, I think it's a great idea myself.
I do too. I just want to get record in an early conversation about this. As this gets further down the road, we have to be aware of people coming in with cars, the parking in front of the houses down there. If you saw what happened with the Adirondacks this spring, if there's in Lake George area, I can show it to many. Now's the time when folks are refining the outdoors,
right.
And the way the traffic and cars have really ruined a good thing. We would have to work on ensuring the neighborhood down there is not overrun with just cars and cars and cars and cars. Whatever, as we go through the guide code or whatever it might be, but I don't want to make people up to dry on that. And I think that can be taken care of as we get closer, but I want to be on record to just note that that's a concern early.
Yeah, and it's a very good point. I will add that, I think that we could work with the county to get us additional areas for parking if we need to. We've already done that when the county had stockpiled the overburden from some of the county projects on the roads up there. And they actually came in and leveled out the parking lot so they could bring in Chris trailers. I think it's right off of Redmond Road,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So I think there's lots of opportunity to partner with the county to address that issue.
Great.
Is the existing gate parking or gated by the county?
That should be
RV,
I believe.
Okay.
I have to check the call on that.
We'd like to know more. But
yes. All right. So I do have a little bit more in the email. Just for the record, an RFP went out for the master plan design. The Penn Group is the leading engineering firm. Their task is to develop a series of passive trails for both hiking, mountain biking, snowshoeing, equestrian, and adaptive trails on 43,000 acres plus. This will be a corridor from Saratoga Springs to Town Moreau, includes lands in multiple state parks, Saratoga County Forest Parcel, Skidmore Land, and multiple private landowners. And go on to say that the town parcel has huge potential for bird sanctuary, wildlife, hiking trails, snowshoeing, mountain biking. We're hopeful that we'll be supportive of that. So it doesn't require any action on our part. I'll reach out to them and let them know the board. I think this is a good idea. I'll talk with the highway superintendent to make sure that his needs are known as well.
Okay.
And the last item I have under the Recreation Department is the board recalls we asked that during our budget workshops, we asked the rec leader to reach out. We learned that the Heston tractor that the front end loader that the rec department uses had a serious structural failure on the loader portion of it. And for new board members, the Heston tractor has already had a long, useful life in the highway department before rec got it. So it was pretty worn down anyway, but we're glad to have because we didn't have anything over there. So I think we had budgeted in this year's budget. Yeah, there's a picture of it. What had happened for the public's benefit, they're moving dirt with it, and the front end loader frame on each side of the cab, they have what they call towers that the frame bolts onto the underbelly of the track. And I was out there today looking at it, and I'll tell you why a little bit later in the conversation. And there was a crack in the frame where the towers bolt to the underbelly of the track. And so what happened was when they went to lift up dirt, a bucket load of dirt, and that frame gave way, shifted the whole frame of the loader to the side, it came crashing down at the front foot of the Heston. So it did some pretty good damage on it, most of it cosmetic. But one of the things I noticed looking at it today is that you can tell that work had been done on the other side, where there's preventative welding that was done. So there must have been a stress fracture in there in previous days. So unfortunately, it wasn't caught on this one. So, you know, we have the money in the budget for this year to move forward. We did not put it in next year's budget. I put together some specs for that for a tractor, which I thought would not only meet our current needs, but be versatile in future needs. And so based on the specs I put out, our rec leader was able to secure four quotes. And just for the record, the specs on that that went out was Tom was looking for a 70 horsepower tractor, minimum 62 horsepower at the drawbar, with an 8x8 super mesh transmission, with a Ford reverse shuttle, had to be a mechanical four wheel drive, category 1 and 2 on the 3-point hitch in the back, which gives you access to more. More heavy-duty equipment to get into Category 2 range that allows Category 1 equipment that currently fits the quota down there to be able to use on it. 84-inch bucket, and the requirement was that it be a either a new tractor or a used tractor with no more than 200 hours on it, but still covered by a new tractor warranty. So with those specs, we received three quotes. One's locally here from Emmerich Sales and Service on Route 9. They expect the tractor at $35,929.68. Sale and Farm Supply had a quote for these are all new tractors, for a $37,276 tractor and 12 cents. United Ag Turf, which I believe is a John Deere. They had a quote of $40,337.87. And Capital Tractor had a quote of $29,300. And we also reached out to Falls Farm and Garden and did not hear back. So we have four quotes to work with. Now, Capital Tractor came up today. Their salesman wanted to deliver in person to Pete what the proposal was. And meeting Pete, Pete took them over to take a look at the tractor to see if there's any value in that for a possible trade. And Capital Tractor actually indicated that they would be willing to offer some money for a trade on that. And they said it would be $1,700 that they would credit to that quote of $29,300. So the lowest quote with that reduction is $27,600. And all four quotes included a tractor that had ballast in the back, tires were filled. And all three of the quotes had a block heater, which this climate you need for diesel tractors, especially if they're stored outdoors. The only one that did not have the block heater included in the quote was Emmerich Sales, but they said they could do that for an additional $75. So, I don't know what the board's pleasure is. I think that from a financial standpoint, it would be good to make this purchase the 2020 adopted budget, which will help us for next year's budget. Plus, I don't think we end up budgeting money.
Right.
So we don't have money in next year's budget for it. So I didn't know what the board's feeling is on that.
From a planning and strategy, trying to get out of this year's budget, I'm a fan of that, and, you know, that was the direction we gave it. And one question, it doesn't look like we have a balance available in the account, so how we...
So it would require a interfund transfer within the revenue department.
That said, then, you know, I'll rely on your knowledge, and others on the board that might have more knowledge. I don't have enough knowledge about tractors, but if you're comfortable with that, meeting the specs in that brand, then I'll trust others on that.
So, just for further discussion, I will, for the record, note that this would be paid from account A7140.2, which has a current balance of $3,229.85. So, before we should move forward with it, we'd have to do a transfer of funds from so it comes from it'd be transferred to account A7140.2 from A7310.1, which is a youth program and beach personal services. Now, the board recalls we didn't open our beach this year. The payroll down there is approximately $40,000 to $42,000. So we could use some of that money to offset the purchase for the 2020 fiscal year and still work with it.
So would we be transferring the full 27.6, or are we just going
to... So we would have to transfer
minus the 30 that we come in.
Correct. I mean, what any thoughts on doing that?
Well, I think it's, you know, I don't hate to put in this proposed budget for $20,000 for a new tractor. I spoke with him briefly afterwards because we're going from $20,000 to, you know, $30,000. And I asked him why the 20. He said, well, that's a size tractor that's practical for him to do the work that he has to do down there. He says this type of tractor is probably more than he needs down there. The smaller one he'd be able to hook up eventually, a lawnmower to him, a trench digger to him, which would be more practical for what they would be using it for down there. And I walked away after speaking to him that maybe bigger isn't better, you know, and we're going to spend $10,000 for a piece of machinery that really doesn't fit his need. And that's my only concern at this point. And spend $10,000 for something that he might not be able to put the attachments on and do the job that has to be done on the park on that.
And, yeah, so he brought those concerns to me, I think it was this morning. We chatted about it. He had indicated that, you know, he was talking with some of the staff down there. And I can tell you that the staff has a tractor in mind. I can tell you that that for what that tractor can do, it's very expensive compared to what this tractor can do. He was concerned about using, you know, equipment. He wanted to buy a tractor, he could buy a snowblower for it, so he could blow off the skating ring. And I said to him, I said, I don't think it's a good use of personnel to spend several hours on a small tractor with a snowblower when, for a little bit more money, you can get a tractor that's a whole lot more versatile and has a 7-foot blade, you can scrape a nice rated skating rink in no time at all, doing 7 foot at a pass, push it up and out and over the rink, and then that personnel that is operating the track can go do something else at a time that
is safe. Yes, my only concern is to give me from the equipment that they can use.
Yeah, so.
What's that?
Yeah, so the other thing is by having having it spec for category 1 and category 2, 3-point hitch, it opens up the number of implements, types of implements that you can add, like a back. You couldn't put a back hole on there without a subframe, which is more money for the category 1. However, if you have a tractor that has a capacity for category 2 implements, you can get a back hole, 3-point hitch, and you don't need the subframe, which means it's easier to hook up, a lot faster. I can tell you that the lowest price tractor has the skid steer quick attach on the front end loader, which means that can attach to any implement that fits out a skid steer loader, gravels, you know, for brush, things like that. Forks, you can interchange forks by pulling two buttons without even using equipment. So I think the versatility there, and in the end, he thought, you know, after we spoke, he thought it was a good idea to go this route.
That's why we're versatility and be able to use the equipment.
Yeah, so.
For the guys that have to move down. I understand.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, we're getting to the state we're talking about adding to our recreational land resources. It's going to require, you know, track more larger size equipment to get to where you got to go to do that maintenance. And if you recall, we have not done a lot of equipment upgrade down there to the level it should be in many years. And I think what this does is, you know, start putting us on that road to having the necessary equipment to do all the things that our residents are looking for. So that's why I think.
All right, thanks,
man. And then you broke this today, it looks like.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, I'll go over the recommendation at this point as well.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So, okay, before we do that, then we would have to do the budget transfer before we authorize the purchase. And.
274370.1.
And
is
that, Jeff,
for that one? My only question to that is, does that zero out that account, and is there anything that might be outstanding that we need to have?
We can do more. I mean, the money's there. That's probably the question. Would you prefer that we don't zero out that account?
I would. Just because this is a purchase that was not foreseen.
Okay, so when will we
buy the tractor? Okay.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Everybody okay with that? All right, so then I would entertain a motion that $27,600 be transferred to account A7140.2, which is playgrounds, recreation equipment. And that account from account A7310.1, which is youth programs, beach, personal services.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. So now that the money is there, the board would like to move forward. I would entertain a motion to purchase the spec tractor as provided by Capital Tractor Incorporated out of Greenwich, New York, in an amount not to exceed $27,600.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And for the record, as a result of that transfer, this will be paid from account A7140.2. Which after the purchase will still have $3,229.85. All right. Anything else in the rec? Oh, here's a thing I want to see what it looks like. Oh, you got that? How far are you in the audience? Sales tax. So, as we put our budget together, we looked very carefully at sales tax because much of the budget for the town was predicated on how well we do with sales tax. In the end, the budget that we're presenting to the public is estimating sales tax and this is based on information from the county as well, which would put our sales tax, our anticipated sales tax for 2021 at 2011 figures, which I think was, well, I shouldn't say because I have the number in front of me, but it was dramatically, but actually I can tell you the fact that 2011, that year we received $2.549 million in sales tax. Last year we had received just under $3.3 million, and this year we're going to be dramatically lower than that. So, historically, we have sent our excess, some of our excess sales tax back to the county. You know, 1 year we were as high as $800,000. Back in 2011, when we were, you know, we had less sales tax, we only sent $200,000 in the county, but, you know, we knew that, you know, there's no reason not to expect that we're going to get it. Unfortunately, this year, we don't know. There's no guarantee we're going to get additional sales tax. The town has to give the county an answer as they prepare their budget. We have to decide tonight in order to meet the deadline on what we want to send the sales to the county. If anything, during budget discussions, I thought I was hopeful that maybe we could do around $200,000. But as I'm seeing the numbers here and, you know, how much there's a deficit for this year, and, you know, I've heard that the county occupational tax, which is a bellwether for how many people are coming into our area, spending money, is year-to-date down 76%. So, you know, the people aren't coming like they used to. I think everybody, you know, experts, county treasurer, are saying that our sales tax revenue is definitely not going to be where we have been. So there is there's a lot of uncertainty there. So my recommendation, and this will be for discussion tonight, is that because we don't have a good probability that we're going to have extra sales tax, that we don't commit to sending additional sales tax to the county, because if we do and it doesn't come in, we're going to have to take that out of fund balance, and that kind of really defeats the purpose of, you know, what we're using that excess sales tax for. So other thing I would add for new board members is that we're the only town in Saratoga County that has been doing that, so we're less held up. So with that, I'll open it up for thoughts, discussion on, you know, what we should or shouldn't do, what we do need to decide.
I would support your thought on not sending this year.
I had an in-depth conversation with our in-house fiscal expert and kind of feel that we should not be sending the money this year.
There are certain things in being what they are, but not knowing it's the obvious.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that, you know, they give us some reason what may not. So that doesn't require action on the part of the board, because I was just telling them not sending. Had we wanted to send money to the county, it would require a resolution. So that works for you, Counselor?
Yes, it does.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. All right. But with bad news for Saratoga County, I know that we're going to get all the money back. I think I'll leave it on balance. Supervisor, I don't have a few. I Just want to make the public and board members aware that I have a final application for Champlain Hudson Power Express with maps. If anybody wants to take a look at it, it'll be available in my office where the group will be. I don't believe it requires any further action on our part. We've already taken the we've done the resolution that they needed. For the record, the case number with Public Service Commission.
Yes.
Is 10-T-1039. So I was approached, we have a lot of interest in our industrial park, which is fantastic. I know council member Noonan has received inquiries as well. So we've gotten to a point where there are entities that want to buy some of our lots. However, they don't know how much those lots are. So I just want to make the board aware that these are companies from other counties that want to come in their industrial park, mostly because principals of the company were born and raised in Town Monroe. And they want to bring the company back here, which is awesome, with their employees. So what do we have to do? Do we need appraisals? How do we establish the sales price for those?
You should probably get appraisals done, at least restricted appraisals. You know, three column appraisals done, nothing really intense. You'll have to declare the property surplus that you're not going to use it anymore if you own it, and then you can go out and some people will agree on a fair reasonable price and go out and sell.
Well, do we have to declare them surplus if they were constructed for the purpose of industrial growth?
There's a way you can do it without declaring surplus. You can just say you don't intend on using them for, you're selling them because you don't intend on using them for town purposes, but you don't have to actually officially declare them.
Okay, all right. So maybe we can work on doing that for. I presume everybody's okay with selling lots if it's the right person.
It's like $199,000.
How much? $199,000? Actually, you could almost get there with what they're looking at. All right, so I'll work with the town attorney on that. I received a call from the Saratoga County, New York State Department of Transportation, resident engineer to make us aware that the town of Monroe will be utilized as a pilot program for the use of a salt or a brine mixture on key sections of some of our highways. They include three sections. First is from Route 32 to Route 97. The next is from all of Route 197 from Route 9 to Fort Edward, both sides. And the third one is Route 9 up to South Glens Falls. So they'll be doing, you'll see signage out for that this winter. And they're basically looking to compare whether the brine solution they use works better than granulated salt. The whole goal of the program is to minimize the sodium footprint, or actually the salt footprint that they use, better for the environment, etc. So,
did they say for this and using chloride?
They did not. They didn't give me specifics. I think they're going to be sending me that information when I get it. I'll pass that on so you can have expert knowledge.
Sure. I just know they do it in a lot of other parts of the country. Out west, where they get punch metal, they dump mag chloride on the roads.
Yeah.
And then with that, it's not salt. So.
Well, I can tell you, having traveled the Northway daily for almost three decades, I was not happy when they switched over to brine because it's a nightmare in the windshield at night. With the blur, but I'd much rather have it granulated. That's my own personal
opinion. That's part of what I'm responsible
for. Exactly. That's all I have for supervisor items. Any committee reports?
No.
Personnel committee.
Oh.
Councilman Dugan and myself have completed half of the final applicants that we had felt met the criteria of the job description, and invites are out the other half for another session this Wednesday night. Still two that haven't responded, but we'll be done with our first round.
Okay.
So make some recommendations to the board and yourself on who we should bring to the final.
Excellent. And I narrowed it down to five, to some of them will be focal lab.
Yeah.
I had them for initial interviews, and then they went very well. Very good group of people that applied. We did not set any meetings, but I can tell you my office really wants that spot filled as soon as possible. With the board, when we narrowed down with the board, all of the then collectively at the same time interview the final pool, or do you want to meet independently? If we do it together, we have a sub-board meeting. If you want to interview them on your own time or groups of two, you can do that. I know that if we could have a recommendation for the first meeting in November, my staff probably won't quit.
I think we can meet that. I would like to share a thought to get your position on it.
Sure.
I believe Calvin, you and I are on the same page. I know, and I believe that Kyle feels the same, that at the end of the day, it's our decision as a board, the majority. But do you have any reservation about some of the final candidates meeting with other people that interact with? And my thought with Jeffrey and Lisa, there might be a chance for them to sit down and interview.
Oh, I
think you spend a couple of minutes with them.
I think it's vitally important because this is a civil service classified position. That person has the potential to be here long after we've come and gone. And everybody in the office, most everybody in the office, will have to work with them. So I think that's pretty important.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to take that as part of the step, not to slow it down. But, this role that we've described and the people we're interviewing for are going to possibly be a shared resource across departments. I think it's critically important with this particular applicant that there's a good mix, a good fit.
That's good.
But yeah, we work toward being ready. But so this question about whether or not they want to do it as a group or not, I guess that's really up to the other board members.
Is there a preference from the board?
I would want to know if Councilmember Donahue or Hogan want to be involved or not.
I'm okay with my recommendations.
I'm not opposed to it, but again, timeliness.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we narrow down, everybody? If there's anybody who wasn't interviewed and a board member wants a person who applied to be interviewed, make sure you get that to the personnel committee. And once we get that list, we'll circulate it with board members. If you want to meet one-on-one with them, that's great. If you don't, that's okay too.
Right.
And then we can move on to that.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
It's going to be able to the timeline, I think, if you want
good.
To.
Good. Any other community?
Code enforcement. How are we going? How are we doing there?
So,
any takers, any bites? Any?
So there is not. So, and the list has expired from the county. I believe it's expired. Did you get that from this?
No.
So I will double check with the county. If there is not a current list, then we can do a job posting. We can start our own interviews and go from there. So I'll verify whether that list has expired or not. And report back to the board. And what the board wants to do, if I find out that list has expired, would you want to do a post for...
Yeah, right away.
Yeah. Where we post our...
No, I mean, I would go to our website and get it out on social media, and I would put it up on ZipRecruiter, and then we could also, if you
wanted a resolution, we'll do that posting.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we do a, if the board's agreement, certification, so serverless for a part-time code enforcement officer that be expired, that we will do authorize the clerk to do job as we do in the customer way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All favor?
I'm sorry, discussion.
I know that in the past, I think we paid about 20, 25 an hour for that job, up to about 18 hours a week. That's something we've been trying to stick with again.
So it's budgeted for, budgeted at 20 or $22?
$20.25.
$20.25 an hour. We could adjust that possibly in that budget if we had to a little bit. But it gets us in the ballpark for what we're paying for.
In roughly 18 hours, I think, what we were looking at?
Right, part-time.
Part-time, 18 hours, okay. I push this job all the time. I push it all the time, everyone. How much to pay? What is this month? But it's no one wants to be that guy. I'm considering giving up my seat to do it.
We'll make it full-time.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else on that? Okay.
No.
Executive session. I don't think I need anything.
I don't know.
Any other board member have anything for executive session?
I'm good.
No. Okay.
Any other business?
Not this time.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.